UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We are all in this together, and that includes regardless of the university that anybody out there roots for. I want to thank Coach Satterwhite. I want to thank...
And James Strebel.
I do owe an apology to U of L's head football coach, Satterfield. That was my mistake. It was just my mistake.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Number two, do you want to keep going?
No, I'm good. I'm calm now.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Do you want to keep ranting about Bronco Mendenhall?
No, I'm good. I think I got it all out of my system.
Okay.
Yes.
Because the last thing we heard was you saying I'm about tired of, and then we went to break.
Well, I was just gonna say I'm about tired of Locke just being completely dismissive of everything UK football. I just I'm sick of it. It's I don't even know how to vocalize how vomit-worthy his last segment was.
It's radio.
Yes.
3-5 in SEC, Strebel, 3-5.
And that's not, he said 3-5 in the SEC.
Two big wins.
They had one, he talks about Kentucky's one magical season. Virginia had their one magical season last year. And let's see if they can follow that up. Now, let's see if he's pumping Bronco Mendenhall, if they win 7 or 8 games the way he's decrying Kentucky fans of doing. Let's see if Bronco follows it up.
Pumping
winning the ACC, whatever bum division they won. Let's see if they follow that up with winning 7 or 8 games. If he's still, well, Bronco, he's dealing with this, and Bronco's dealing with that, and, you know, he's got to play Clemson this year and making excuses. I want to see what his thoughts of Bronco and them boys are if they follow their division-winning season up with 7 or 8 wins. Let's see Big Mouth talk about that.
Can't go break that time.
There you go. Now it's all out.
We should have picked up just you doing that. We should have just picked up there.
Like I never stopped.
Yeah, done no intro music. Yeah. Just got done with our commercial stop set and then just went right into you saying that. Text just says 437-9680. And by the way, it's a UPS jobs text line. You're listening to The Take. Andy Sweeney, Mitch Hannigan back at the Papa John Studios. Round Daddy hanging out with us. Text just says, bum bleep ACC and then gloats about beating Virginia Tech. Which is it, Round Daddy?
We just own the ACC, so they're bums. We own a bum conference. We can't get beat by that bum conference. That's what I think about that. Y'all can't beat Kentucky, except for Clemson. They're the one team that would beat Kentucky. The rest of y'all, get Florida State all the way out of here. Get everybody, get the entire conference off the Power 5. Move them to the Pac-12. Have the bum conference championship with those two. Leave Clemson. Did Clemson come to the SEC? Come to a real football conference, Clemson. I know Dabo's sick of not being challenged. Come to a real football conference to prepare you for the national championship and the playoffs better. You don't get challenged by any of those crap schools. None of them challenge you, Dabo. Come on over.
I think Dabo's fine of where he's at.
You win a bunch of games.
That's true.
Oh, you're perfect right now. I can't even look at him, Mitch. Yeah. I can't look at him right now. Like, he's an angel. He's a sports gas bag.
What's your wife thinking right now?
He's crossing his legs. He checked his watch. He took a drink. Like, he's doing all of his tells right now.
Too.
And he's, yeah, oh, you're going to hate what you just said.
I am. I'm going to hear it tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm
yeah, absolutely.
It's like, it's the UK gear. Whenever he comes in wearing the UK gear, just like,
there might be a correlation there.
His performance.
I don't know what it is. No, we need time to get you warmed up. I hate to just say it.
Yeah.
We need time to get you warmed up. It takes a little bit of time. We got to do some poking and prodding to get Strible all lubed up to get ready to give the takes that we need him to give. Well, his wife has no idea he's like this.
She doesn't know.
She thinks he comes over here. You know, he hangs out. He'll have a Coors Light. He'll he'll talk about Devin Askew. He'll come home and be the, you know, the family man, right?
Yes.
Be daddy number one.
Yes,
right?
But she has no idea about my
he's screaming and yelling.
Yeah, she sees it every once in a while. Like she doesn't believe in aliens and stuff.
Well, and did you see this latest story?
I probably did. Which one?
About the parallel universe?
Oh, yeah, parallel universe where time runs backwards.
Yeah, how about that?
That's pretty
Your wife
cool.
doesn't believe in any of this?
No, she doesn't believe in any of it.
Okay, so she's not a Kentucky fan. She doesn't care about sports, really, and she doesn't like your other love, which is aliens.
Yeah, she doesn't. She...
Why did you guys – how are you guys together?
We have other common interests. And...
Like what? What are your common interests? They're done.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
We both like to drink.
I'm sure – boy – there you go.
We have plenty of common interests, and I don't know. It's just
say this? I was going to Photoshop or have someone. I was offered to me to Photoshop my head on your body,
really,
with your family photos yesterday. But I decided not to do that.
That would have been funny. Well, I would not. It would not have made me mad. It wouldn't have made my wife mad either. She thought the entire thing yesterday with you riding in the van was hilarious, giving takes with Kellen in the back seat.
Well, I mean, she didn't want to do it, though. She would have thought it was funny. We would have, you know, had a conversation about doing that.
That's true. That is true. But, yeah, she doesn't like, she's heard my alien rants, and that's about it.
So what do you think of this new planet, then?
Oh, I think there's multiple parallel universes. I don't think that's the only one. I think things cross over all the time. And that's why I think people see spirits and shadow people and everything like that, because it's stuff that gets...
Like World Wide West.
Yes.
People in the shadows?
Yeah, exactly.
World Wide West? Okay.
He might be a parallel universe entity.
What the hell is a parallel universe? I mean, explain that to me.
Okay, so we have our – it's like there's this entire bubble theory where, like, all the universes are like bubbles. So we have our universe, which the Milky Way galaxy exists in right now. And then there's a thin membrane between our universe
and
another
one.
Universe, and they barely like touch. They're like this.
Okay.
And so you can.
And he was holding his hands
very close together
for the people that aren't in my living room.
So
right now.
The idea that there's not just one universe, that there's multi universes out there, and then there's evidence starting to pile up about that. And they had this big proton emitting machine in CERN, which they're trying to figure out how to. Breach the parallel universes.
Really?
Yes.
Do you believe in that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. There's all kinds of stuff that we don't understand as humans. Yes, absolutely.
Have you had a parallel universe person on your podcast?
Not yet.
Not yet.
But that's on the docket.
Texas says, Andy, why are you trying to kill Round Daddy?
He's not going to kill me. I have my blood pressure medication today. I'm okay.
Have you?
Yes, I did.
Texas says, Round Daddy, you can't compete in the bum SEC East.
It's a lot better than the entire ACC conference. So there you go, pal.
Texas says, why would the bleep would you ever go to a bar in New Albany? Place is filled with rednecks and meth heads. Basically sums up all of Indiana. Bleeping dump.
yeah.
Cut that and send that to all the networks. Send
That's
that to Spectrum News. A texter has just made fun of New Albany, Indiana on the text line.
Well, I'm sitting in the pool this weekend. You can sit over there in Kentucky where you can't do anything.
Texas says Strible's getting good at radio. How about that?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Texas says in a parallel universe, can Calipari still not recruit?
In a parallel universe, maybe I'm a Louisville fan and Rummage is a Kentucky fan.
How about that?
That'd
be great. I'd love to live in that universe.
Yes, we're switched.
It's the universe that makes sense.
Would you give your body to science to shoot you into space for something like that?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, I'd be terrified.
Oh.
No way. No, because you might not ever come back. I could be gone.
Well, that'd be the part of it.
Yeah,
you might be gone.
Where I'm going, I could go like to another dimension. That dimension is hell, like literally hell.
Texas says ESPN is doing a 10-part series on the Christian Wadford shot. Put that up and let's tag Big Easy. Will ESPN ever do a 10-part series on the watch shot? Put that up at ESPN 680, yes or no. You like that.
I love
quickly
that.
Before we transition here, we'll have Rick Bozich in about 15 minutes or so here on The Take on ESPN 680 1057. Mitch, what other funny sound can you play before we move on? Anything?
We have a. Well, we didn't even touch the lock continuing to take a run at Stu's, but we can put a back burner on that here.
I need a break. Thank you.
The saddlebred industry not reopening. We got some funny Diener sound, some rummage sound.
And oh wow! You know what? Let's do Diener sound. Oh, are you talking about the Bob coronavirus sound?
Yes.
Let's tease that. That needs to
it's
be
too
teased.
Good.
It might be in the sound bracket next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That good? Is sound bracket worthy?
I would say, and obviously we still have, you know, we're going to have 10, 11, many months, but, we're doing our initial sort, if you will. It would absolutely make it right now.
Okay.
We've had a couple sounds do that.
Okay.
Give us the Diener sound, and then we will pivot. Give us the Diener sound, because I don't know what this is, so I'm interested. Give us this sound, and then I want to play this saddlebred sound as well.
But it has been cool being here at the Fitness Markets Day.
The honkers.
The parking lot.
Yeah, all the honkers.
That's good.
I didn't hear that. Good catch by you.
The honkers. Man. All the honkers. I guess the context is people were honking at them. I'm supposing here.
Texas says, well, no, someone brought him breakfast.
Oh, cool.
How about that?
Yeah, very nice.
Texas says, this dude's Strebel is truly awful. UK will never be as relevant as Louisville. They will never compete for the SEC championship and never do anything of importance. Get out of here and continue to worship at the feet of Matt Jones and Mark Stoops. UK beats Louisville 2 years in a row, and they think they're the best. Nah, GTFOH.
You know, I forgot how nationally just respected Louisville is in the pantheon. I mean, you talk Alabama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Ohio State. You know, Louisville's right up there. I mean, all the conference championships they've won. Are you kidding me? Let me count them off. Oh, they haven't won any either. Oh, I'm sorry. They couldn't even win the CUSA. They had Blake Bortles come and beat that ass. The Teddy Bridgewater's final year. I forgot about that. That's even worse than the AAC, the All-American Conference. I thought they didn't even win that one. Look, you know, you've been in so many damn conferences. You think you've been in the Metro, the AAC, the Big East, the CUSA, now the ACC. You figured throughout that long history of being a journeyman program because nobody wanted you, you would think that at some point you'd win one of those conferences, and they didn't win any of them. But, you know, keep talking down to Kentucky football like y'all or something.
They've won one. I'm going to have to look that up, though.
I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't think they've won the conference.
I think they've won the conference somewhere.
I don't think so.
They haven't won the ACC. They've won the conference somewhere.
I'll go out on a limb.
I feel like that's something. Should we know that? Louisville football.
If they had won a conference, we'd know it because they'd all be talking about it all the time. Remember the one time we won the conference? We won a conference
I think it was Strebel here.
Yeah, they have 11 of them. They have a bunch of them, boy. They have 8 of them. Never mind.
8 what?
They have 8 conference titles.
In football?
Yes. I mean, that's what it's saying on the Wikipedia.
Okay, what conference?
2 in the Missouri Valley.
No one cares about that. That was when they were like D11. Okay.
3 in Conference USA and 3 in the Big East.
Then I'm wrong on that. That's fine.
But that's just Wikipedia.
That's Wikipedia. Maybe they did win. I don't remember them winning the Big East, but maybe they did.
Why did you get so strong with that take? Because you would have to go back through all of these years, all the way back to the Missouri Valley.
Missouri Valley Conference. Well, no one cares about Missouri Valley Conference.
Well, yeah, no one. Jeez. No, but that wasn't the point. Yeah, no one does care about it. No one cares about Conference USA. I'm with you. I agree with you.
Phil Baker liked the Blake Bortles touch I just laid out there. Texted me.
What's Phil Baker doing right now?
I don't know. He's
a lot of nothing.
Blake Bortles and laughing faces.
A lot of nothing.
Yeah.
All right. Do you want to do this saddlebred industry? Is
is it gonna? I don't want to be mad anymore.
Well, this has nothing to do with you.
Good.
I want to get into Devin Askew, but we can't do that right here, though.
No, not right here.
I don't know if we have enough time.
I like saddlebreds, a good thing to
Mitch,
to.
How should we set this up? So yesterday, like literally maybe the last question, one of the last questions, That's your boy, Governor Andy Beshear. Was they set up some aside.
Right.
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 So do we have that, and then do we have Locke explaining it? Is that what we have?
Yeah. So you want to play the Beshear?
Yes.
First?
Let's play the Beshear stuff first. Locke's wife Carolyn, who we love.
Yes.
She is in saddlebred like competitions, and they have a horse and the whole thing. I don't know what the new horse's name is though. I can't remember. I apologize.
I miss Billy.
I do too. So I don't know if he's alive.
It's touchy subject.
I thought it was like William of Cambridge.
We called him Billy. So anyway, this new horse, you can ride, you can practice, but obviously the competitions are not happening, and I guess they still haven't been okayed. But Churchill Downs and racetracks have.
Right.
So she submitted a question, and it got read actually by Governor Beshear. This is last night. Go ahead.
When will we be able to reopen barns and shows? It's from the American Saddlebred Horses. I think we have a specific date on this. I know it is in early June. Let's make sure that we get it out to you. It's following a lot of the same protocols that are out there that can be done in shows, and that's going to be pretty much just those that are competing and those that are helping you get there. I know you got to haul your horse and prep your horse and do all the rest, but we're going to have that open soon. We need to get that guidance up. That's the same with other equestrian shows, and I believe, in fact, the horse park's even going to restart some major events here in the next coming month. But to the American Saddlebred Association or the individual that owns American Saddlebred Horses, that's in the coming, I think, couple weeks, and we'll get that to you. I apologize for not having a date on me.
All right, so there you go. Okay. All right, so now it has hit the big time. It's on the daily lengthy press conferences of Governor Andy Beshear.
Yeah, on the docket.
So I called in today to Locke's show, a little stone cold, and here we go. He explained how it happened, and of course it happened in a sneaky way.
Yeah.
She submitted a question. Did she do that, or did Spectrum News do that for her?
No. She did. There are so many things going on, and I'll never be able to give you all the details, but she submitted a question. This is how great she is, to the governor's press secretary, because she knows how the process works, and she, sure, at one point in her life, at one point, this is many, many years ago, did some freelance work for CNN, right? And we all done freelance work, right? When we did the famous one time I hosted a show in Miami, right? I mean, everybody. But she put in the title CNN Media Inquiry, which is the greatest thing ever to put in the title of an email to the press secretary. So she knew it would get read. And then she said, I'm just really curious about how the governor, you know, saddlebred and when our horse barn's going to be open. And so, again, for folks who didn't watch the Gov yesterday, he late in his press conference addressed the saddlebred industry and said to the person who emailed me, and yes, indeed, it was my wife, because she is crazy, and that's how she does. That's how she rolls.
How about that?
You know, immediately I thought
how
of this.
How about that?
This is what I thought of. Carolyn McLean is being addressed by the governor, and Drew Diener can't even get a tweet back.
A sniff.
Carolyn McLean has figured out a way to infiltrate the governor's office.
You're exactly right. Diener needs to send an email from like MSNBC.
Yes, he does.
It needs to say MSNBC inquiry.
Yes.
Coming from a Gmail, a different one that says Drew D at ESPN Louisville.
Right.
Because otherwise the people, they know who he is, right?
Mitch, yes.
I want your thoughts on that. Do the aides of Governor Beshear know that he is launching this war to get the pools back? Do they know how angry Drew Diener is?
They've talked about
this.
It on the Diener Show and Last Call. Apparently, Jason Nemes like gets texts from people who are like in the know with Governor Beshear that they know Diener is launching war on them.
He's on the radar. He's on the governor's radar.
I mean, the Last Call is the only show locally here that is like a press reaction to the press conference, Governor Beshear.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I think initially Drew was like thinking I might want to do that, and that's just so out of my league. Because Drew was able to play straight man for like 4 weeks.
Yeah.
5 weeks without like having to have any sort of opinion.
And now he's like launching opinions. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like Jason Nemes has to calm him down sometimes. He's like, well, Drew, here.
Beshear's got to know. He has to know. Or someone in his circle knows.
well, Diener needs to infiltrate. I mean, he's got to. Maybe he needs to text Carolyn McClain and say, "Hey, give me some pointers on how to get at the press conference with these pools. Let's get going. Come on, Drew."
Texas says Bashir only answered that question because he thought it was coming from CNN. Texter says, oh, those are good. They're right on the edge.
On the edge.
They're right on the edge of being able to be read, but yeah. They're just not there.
I'm sure I'm getting killed right now.
No, there's this one that says Ledford on it.
Ledford? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It just says Ledford.
Maybe that was meant for Mark.
You think?
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. If who's talking about Dwayne Ledford, this show or Mark Ennis' show?
I think it's every day at Mark's show he's got to have a Ledford segment.
Texas says, Round Daddy thinks Jurich wanted to rehire Petrino after Petrino won zero conference titles, apparently, LOL.
I don't know why he wanted to rehire Petrino after he left y'all in the dirt the first time, but, you know, that's your boy Tom. You're still paying Bobby. So, yeah, you keep patting Tom on the back for that. You keep cutting Bobby checks. Good own, bro. Who ended up being the clown in that situation? Jurich and the Louisville fan base.
Oh, man. He's odd one today, Mitch.
Well, if
he's been perfect today. I didn't foresee this when he walked in today, that this is how he was going to be.
I don't know.
With some of the runs at Stoops, I mean, you're not wrong, but yeah, good own when you had to fire, you know, 80 people, 40 people in your office, and part of that is you're paying $14 million to a guy who's not working here.
Yes, and was a complete detriment to your program.
And university.
Twice.
And university.
Twice.
Yeah, not just the football program.
Yeah.
Texture says, no one cares about the Missouri Valley Conference except for Mark Stoops.
That's pretty funny. He's going to schedule
some
teams.
It's not great for Kentucky.
We talked about
that, and we'll get back into that as we go. Rick Bozich is going to join us here in a couple minutes. But, you know, the thinking of, you know, these smaller programs, you know, these three easy wins on Kentucky's schedule, for instance, in Louisville as well, if you only play conference games and then you play the Governor's Cup, that's going to be an interesting season. That very much on the table. Brett McMurphy talked about that earlier today with Bobby V. Let's take a break. Rick Bozich, he joins us next here on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texter, the incredible Bulk is eating himself out of his own house and home.
And James Strebel.
I now weigh 302 pounds, so take that and stick it in your ear.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Here on The Take, it's ESPN 680 105.7. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, Mitchell Hannigan hanging out with you. Mitch is back at the Papa John's studios. And a reminder to use that promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Go to papajohns.com or the Papa John's app. And as always, get that no-contact delivery. Also a reminder, Governor Andy Bashir, his press conference coming up at the top of the hour, 5 o'clock. You can catch that over on 93.9 The Ville and ESPN Louisville.com. Obviously, we'll keep it going here on The Take on this Thursday. Again, forgetting which day it is exactly of the week. By the way, just seen news come out. Drew Franklin's the first one I see tweet this out. Eli Capaludo. Capaludo? Yeah. Say it again.
Capaludo.
There you go.
Yeah.
You put that on the mixtape. UK president's going to take a 10% pay cut.
Okay.
For the 2020-2021 for the Employee Assistance Fund, obviously. Some of the higher-paid employees. I'm still a little bit shocked that Cal and Stoops haven't done that in some sort of way, but whatever. That is not the conversation to have at this point. All right, so he's between TV spots, so we had to move him around a little bit. Rick Bozich joins us every Thursday here on the show on ESPN 680 105.7. He's from WDRB, WDRB.com. Rick, good afternoon, sir.
Hi, Andy. How are you? It's 70 days ago when everything came to a halt, and today we finally have a little bit of positive news.
What did you make of the news from Vince Tyree today?
You know, it's a good first step, but it's only a first step. 30 football players, though, is what, more than a third of the scholarship guys, and it's almost 15. It's 15 basketball people. I mean, that should be the entire team for both the men and women. But, you know, I thought Tyree did a good job answering all the questions today, and there are still so many questions that can't be answered, which is, are there going to be games? If there are games, are there going to be fans? If there are games, are all teams in the ACC going to compete? So, you know, it's a first small step with a lot of steps to go.
I don't know. Did you happen to hear Governor Beshear yesterday by any chance? Did you happen to hear his press conference at all? Can we play those couple clips for him? Do you mind, Mitch? Clip 1 and 3, him talking about college sports and him talking about fans in general. Let's just play both of these for Rick Bozich quickly. Go ahead.
Question is on fall sports. It's still a little early to tell. I think where people are trending is games without fans, because it's the mass number. I mean, when you have fans that can spread, but some sports have a lot of contact too, and I want to be really cognizant that these are student athletes, right? They're not paid professionals, and we want to make sure that it is safe for them. Now, they are a part of an age group that respond the best to this virus in terms of health outcome, but they still get it.
All right, go ahead and play the other one, Mitch.
It's still going to be a real challenge when we look in the fall or any time without a vaccine to have 20,000, 30,000 fans in stands. But we don't want to presuppose where the virus is going. A lot could happen, and that's why we don't want to say no, but we do want to temper expectations.
So Rick Bozich with us. I don't know the exact question, but I have been saying for the last couple of weeks, and it feels like the last 24 hours has cemented that in my mind a little bit, that I wonder if there is going to be a disconnect between what Kentucky and U of L want to do in the fall. Who knows about the Derby coming up in September, and maybe what the government, you know, quite frankly, you know, Governor Beshear and his people, what they want to do. He has been safe or slow. Some would argue that's the right thing, the wrong thing. I'm not here to argue that. I'm just looking at certain issues that he has been behind some other neighboring states. What do you make of that? Because I think this is now a story to watch, is what universities want to do here in Kentucky and how comfortable we think Beshear and company will be.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job, I think, in terms of being protective and looking out for people. And I think I think most people have applauded for the way he's done things, but we've transitioned to the next part of the story where I think more people are eager or open to consideration of picking up the pace a little bit more than he is. And so I think as we get closer to something that's as important to a lot of people as a college football season would be, that I think more people will try and get in his ear and try and make their case to be a little bit more on the aggressive side. But after listening, the one thing that I pulled out of Vince Tyree's press conference today was, too, and if you listen to it, he did make a point of talking about how technology in ticket distribution has become very sophisticated, and I took that to mean that if they had to set up a plan for games where they knew that only 10,000 people could come in, they could arrange the tickets in a way that people would be socially distanced. That's the way I took it. And, you know, I don't think we're going to see games this year where it's going to be anywhere close to a full stadium. I just don't. I think having games with partial crowds, in my opinion, is the best we can hope for. But, you know, the story keeps changing, and it's too soon to say for sure, but that would be my prediction at this point. We'll have games, but the crowds will be far less than we're used to seeing.
You said, and this is a very generic question, and Rick Bozich with us here on ESPN 680-1057, you said you had many questions. You know, when you listen to Vince Tyree or Governor Beshear or anybody, hopefully at some point maybe, you know, Mitch Barnhart will see. You have many questions. What's the one or two questions that is in the forefront of your mind? Anything specific?
You know, one question that I asked on the press conference was, not everybody's, you know, obviously within the state, not everybody's moving at the same speed, but within other states and other schools, not everybody's moving at the same speed. And you know, I asked Vince, and people have suggested, what happens if there's two or three schools in the ACC that don't want to go?
And there are.
Do, and he said,
yeah, there are.
They're going to go. They're going to go. And the schools that want to play will play, and the schools that don't want to play are not going to play, and that's going to be fascinating to watch that unfold, because this, and then you start to think about questions, and somebody brought this up to me, is what if you're at a if you're an athlete who's a senior or something at a school where they're not going to play, and you find that out, and then do you try and go in the transfer portal and get out of there and go somewhere else to play? I mean, it's question after question unfolds from that, and you know, it that makes scheduling so problematic. So then it's administratively so challenging what they're trying to do of getting athletes back, keep them safe, educate them, train them, get ready for a season, totally revamp the game day experience in terms of parking, concessions, where they're going to sit, and possibly revise the schedule. I mean, that's asking a lot of any athletic department.
Oh, yeah, and then not to mention there's going to be people that want to just stay in the parking lot. You got to watch out and see what they're – you got to see what they're going to do. Go ahead.
I mean, that's another question I have is that I don't know how we can answer it if there's polling of that sort is, but, I mean, what percentage of people, even if they can come to a game, are not going to be ready to do it yet? What I mean? I mean, there's going to be some percentage. Is it going to be – 20% don't want to go? Is it going to be 50% don't want to go? It depends. I don't know. I can't make that determination yet, but I think there's going to be some people, especially for indoor games, are going to say, no, I'm not ready to do that yet.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm over here in southern Indiana. I'm not going out anywhere right around 100 people in a bar or something
right.
like that, at least
game,
for now.
Are you going to have to wear a mask?
Oh,
if you go to a game?
Yeah.
And if you do, and if you're sitting by somebody that doesn't have a mask on, or gets tired of wearing it, then do you have to call security and say, this person's screaming, which projects the particles.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's amazingly complex.
No, it really is. And, you know, the more we talk about it, the more questions that always come out. I think one thing as well, you know, the NCAA decided to table the one-time transfer, and that's obviously going to happen, Rick, and we've talked about that. Let's say it's next year. But I think that works against specifically just Kentucky. I mean, with Joey Gatewood and with Olivier Saar, that, you know, if they close down the one-time transfer for this very reason, in case schools in the ACC or Big Ten or Pac-12 don't play this year, then not everyone's going to be able to just run out the door. I think that could hurt Kentucky. So it's an interesting byproduct of the coronavirus and the rules and the NCAA, how they affected Kentucky, something that could have went through. They would have had their backup quarterback and they would have had their star basketball player. And now maybe because of the coronavirus, they get neither.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. Somebody brought that up to me yesterday about how, if guys get wind that their school's not going to go, they're going to be out of there. And haven't seen it happen yet, but I think if we do see schools that are dragging their feet, there are going to be players that say, hey, I'm going to go somewhere else because I'm ready to play.
Yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. There's no doubt about that. So that's what's going to be going on here, with U of L. Would you expect, I guess, the SEC tomorrow? I mean, Rick, would you expect we find out something here very soon officially from the SEC? I would imagine Kentucky and Mark Stoops will be talking to at some point next week about this very same thing.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the SEC will be in there and the Big Ten will be in there. All the major conferences are. I mean, they've got to start planning. I mean, we're what, 9 days or 10 days away from, 11 days away from June, and this is usually the athletes are already here doing their significant training with the strength and conditioning coach, and they got to start making plans about how they're going to do things. And as all the other things we talked about, I mean, you can push the ball down the road a little bit, but at some point, people have to start making, firmer decisions.
Right, at some point, and who knows exactly when that's going to be. The Derby, what did you make of the Derby now being second in line? What does Rick Bozich think of that?
It's going to be weird, strictly because the Belmont is the longer race, and I never thought in any realignment of the Triple Crown that would be the case, but this is a strange year. It'll just be fun to have a Derby, and that's another thing. If they have the Derby, that's a great question that still needs to be answered, of how many people are going to be allowed to come to the Derby. I can't believe it's going to be a very big crowd. The Belmont's going to be, is it going to be nobody?
Nobody, right. Yeah, nobody.
Yeah, so that's going to be, it'll be interesting to watch, but man, usually the Belmont, we know the horses by then, so
it's going to be they'll have a captive audience because there's not much else going on, but it's going to be a little bit of sell for them to get more people hooked because nobody really has been tuning into who the horses are.
Yeah. So we have not had the TV on here. What are you doing? What live hits are you doing? Because we had to move you around. You got something at 5 o'clock and you had something at 4 o'clock. So what has it been, you and John Lewis? What's been going on with WDRB?
John Lewis and I did a live hit about 10 after 4, and we're doing another one at 5:07. And then Eric's coming out to relieve me, and he'll be out at 6:20. So we're
there. You go.
It's the first live hit I've done in, I don't know, maybe
six, 9 weeks.
10 weeks. It was 10 weeks. 10 weeks ago today. We were in Greensboro. Yeah, 70
yeah.
days, man.
There you go.
Around the world in 70 days.
I almost forgot to ask you, Crawford, and you guys having the Kenny Johnson story that came out. What interested you the most? Finding out what the NCAA, I guess, you know, kind of had evidence-wise with Kenny Johnson. I think it brings up a ton more questions, obviously. Him being interviewed while he was employed, who knows if it's good, bad, in between. Louisville fans, of course, think it's going to be bad. What did you make of that? What was interesting to you?
Eric had that story, and props to him. That they wanted his bank records and how that connected to what Mr. Bowen said about when he was paid. I'd say that was the biggest thing that connected with me. It doesn't sound good, but, you know, Kenny Johnson's gone now, doesn't work here anymore, so Louisville didn't just shrug it off. They stepped up and got rid of him. So makes me wonder still why LaSalle hired him, and obviously once they got word of what was going on, what was in that report, that was the end of Kenny Johnson.
Yeah, I wonder what they thought went on early on, but yes, I understand that.
I don't think
they
thought anything. I think they thought they hired this guy who was on Jay Wright's staff, who they got some of the glory of Villanova's national championship, and this guy probably said, hey, he's okay, he's in the clear, it was no big deal, and they didn't really push him on it, and 2 years later, they find out it is a big deal, and the new coach is no longer the new coach anymore, and it was time for Kenny Johnson to go.
Rick Bozich with us, WDRB. You can see him here coming up in about 25 minutes over on WDRB. You can read him, WDRB.com. Well, I don't want to get you out of here before obviously asking the question about your controversy this week, Rick. I know you wrote the apology column, what was it, 2 days ago or whatever, as it pertains to the UK cheerleading. That happened this week, so I figured I would give you, you know, a radio forum to just talk about that, what you learned in kind of the last couple days as you obviously wrote that apology for what you wrote earlier in the week.
I appreciate you doing that, and I do want to apologize. I wrote a column that was wrong. I was disrespectful towards cheerleaders, and I read all the emails that I got from people. I read some of the comments, and, you know, they train just as hard as every other athlete. They have great team spirit and goals. A lot of fans embrace what they do at games, and it was just wrong on my part to do that, and got taught a long time ago by my mother, when you make a mistake or you're in the wrong, you admit it, you apologize for it, you try and learn from it and move forward. So that's what I tried to do, and hopefully people accept my apology, and I'll do better the next time.
Well, Rick, always appreciate it. We know you're a great guy. Love having you on every Thursday. We'll keep reading. We'll keep watching. In fact, I'm going to turn the TV on right now. We're going to take Bozich live.
Yeah.
appreciate it, Rick. Hopefully you get baseball back soon, and we'll talk with you here in another week or so.
Baseball back would be wonderful.
There you go.
I'm not optimistic.
No, I'm not either. I'm not either. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there we go. Rick Bozich with us, WDRB, WDRB.com. You have
all
anything?
Right.
Look at you.
No,
have you settled down?
I have settled down. I thought Bozich brought up an interesting point about that schools don't play with, kids like saying, no, I want to go play somewhere, and making that even a murkier yeah. subject. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's why they're not going to do the training. That's their excuse. Listen, something we haven't got into. I'm just going to throw this your way, okay? We'll take a break here in a second, Mitch, and we'll try to limp this a couple more minutes, save that for the mixtape, by saying that give me some lock sound of any kind. If it's Mark Stoops, it's Mark Stoops. Whatever it is the NCAA has outmaneuvered this situation again. They have now been able to push everything to this IARP.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
they have, I got thinking about this, you know, the national image and likeness, or whatever it's called. Yeah, the NIL. That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
The image and likeness, they have pushed that to Congress, where they're like, listen, Congress, we'll do this, but we need your help.
Yes.
And Congress very well may help them, and I think they probably will.
Yeah.
And there'll be a spitty match back and forth, and they'll figure out the rules and regulations. But I found it to be interesting that they got to farm that out to Congress.
Yeah.
And so now it's not the NCAA holding things up. Now it's the United States Congress. Okay? So they got the IARP. Yeah. So now if NC State and Memphis and Kentucky, and Kansas and Louisville and Kentucky, when they hire their next coach after Cal,
yes,
when they all get in trouble, or when Cal's getting ready to cheat at the very end, whatever it is. Now it's, well, it's not us. It's the IARP. They're independent.
Yes.
It's not us. So they got that. They have the image and likeness to Congress. They have also, because they have given in, supposedly, on the image and likeness, no one thinks that we should really, I'm not no one, but the amount of people that believe you should just straight pay the kids has went down dramatically.
Dramatically.
It's went to, hey, if they run a YouTube page, hey, if a dealership, hey, if a restaurant wants to support them in some sort of way, we need to find out ways for that to be okay.
Right.
All right? But as far as, you know, Auburn just paying just paying like an employee, that thought process has, I think, that's moved off the NCAA's plate.
I agree.
I don't think people think that's something that's going to happen. And then, because of the coronavirus, it's the perfect excuse to not do the one-time transfer.
It is, yeah.
You had coaches come out against it, and then you had the coronavirus, okay? And they can use that as an excuse, and it's hurting Kentucky.
I mean,
it's hurting with Joey Gatewood. It's hurting with Olivier Saar. Again, Brett McMurphy thinks there is a chance. We'll play this in the 5 o'clock hour. You don't play. You only play conference games, and then maybe the Governor's Cup's at the end of the year. Maybe the Governor's Cup's at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
But that would mean that Louisville. If Kentucky did that, they would open at Louisville or at Florida.
Yeah, and that's,
I mean that is a haymaker.
Yeah,
and with. You know, I don't want to say a young team. I want to say a quarterback who is whatever and was also violently injured the last time he was on a football field. So between the virus and between the IARP and between Congress and between the thought of how people don't want to pay the kids as much, the NCAA has outmaneuvered having to make any big-time changes here anytime soon. All of this is going to stall for a long time.
Wow, yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about it that way, but they've pulled one over on us again. The NCAA kicks the can down the road. Not in non-traditional fashion this time. They've kicked the can down the road on all these issues, and they have all these great excuses that they can now use. Well, the IARP, they made the decision.
Us.
It wasn't us. We referred you to the independent council.
You didn't have to go through them.
Yeah, yeah. It's not our fault that they can't hear appeals. That was the agreement, that they're not doing appeals. So sorry about your luck. It's not the NCAA's not the bad guy anymore. And then with the image and likeness stuff, it's in motion. Yes, we're working on the details, but we had to wait on Congress, and they've got a lot on their plate too. And with the image and likeness, well, coronavirus happened, and not image and likeness, but transfer coronavirus happened, and everything's up in the air and very muddled right now. And we have a lot on. Yeah, they've done it again. The NCAA has done it again. Congrats, Mark Edwards.
What do we have locked sound-wise before we go to break here? Okay. Give us something, Mitch. Come on, let's go.
Reality Check Radio, won't do COVID discussion, or he drinks skim milk with every dinner.
Oh.
Let's keep the skim milk for the 5 o'clock hour. Yeah. Let's play the other two. Let's go. Give us something. We need our nutrition.
Most people would think last season UK was a good season considering the circumstances. Well, that's the joy of me. I'm not most people. I'm Reality Check Radio.
That's the joy of me.
People don't like that level of honesty, and I don't want to go down that path because whatever. I just don't. We don't do COVID discussion. But the point is,
I love him. He'd be better off just to do COVID discussion at this point.
Boy,
he did talk about today how he enjoyed watching NASCAR.
Yes.
It made me sad.
Yes,
because I'm like, I've lost another person in this fight. Like, don't give Patty Ice any thought that NASCAR is good.
Well, he was yeah, he's
stop
like,
it.
I was debating on whether or not to adopt a premier soccer team or to get into NASCAR.
Who said that?
Locke did.
No, he
did. Yes,
didn't.
He did. Absolutely. He said he was debating.
Adopting teams. These Americans adopting these soccer
yes,
teams.
And,
it sickens me.
And then he went on like, when I lived in London, I was very close to Chelsea, so that was the team that I
well,
would adopt.
Well, there you
adopt.
Go, yeah.
Yes, and then he pivoted to NASCAR. He said he's leaving soccer, and he's going to NASCAR.
Mitch behind the scenes, I'm an Everton fan. How could you say Chelsea? They shouldn't even be wearing the blue scarf. I got in a fight 3 times at a pub one time in St. Matthews. How dare you? They're all racist.
I kind of agree with your take. These guys trying to adopt soccer, pick a team that doesn't win all
it.
The damn time.
Yeah, I don't need it. I don't need it. The last thing I need is some American on Twitter telling me about the Premier League.
Well, they always choose the good teams. Like, choose a crap team. Like, stones.
I choose Man City. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. They won the team.
Round of applause for the guy who picked the winningest team in the past decade in soccer. Congrats to you. It makes me mad. It really does.
Well, you became an Everton fan how many years ago?
When I was in middle school, and I picked that team because it had my favorite animal on their soccer jersey. My favorite animal was elephant. I was like, that's so cool. I like elephants, and that's why I chose that soccer team. I didn't choose it because they won. Everton hasn't won a damn trophy since 1985.
Do you choose your political side by your favorite animal as well?
No.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.